The federal government says 64% of Americans are overweight and 30% are obese. That has prompted the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, to issue a report urging restaurants to help control obesity. The report claims that Americans get one-third of their daily calories outside the home. FDA Acting Commissioner Dr. Andrew von Eschenbach.
Foods away from home are an important part of our dietary intake. And we need to begin to think about how we're going to manage that effectively.
The FDA suggests several ways. At the top of the list is reducing portion size. The report also says restaurants should offer more low-calorie options on their menus. Some fast food chains now feature a variety of salads and other more healthful food choices consumers can substitute for French fries and soft drinks. The FDA also calls on restaurants to promote those lower-calorie foods. And perhaps most controversially, it is asking restaurants to provide calorie information. Stephen Anderson, president of the National Restaurant Association, says that is an expensive and unrealistic task.
If you go into a sandwich place and you order a sandwich and you have 15 different choices to be put between two slices of bread, you have 1.3 trillion possible combinations that you would have to nutritionally label, and I think that shows how impractical that recommendation is.
The restaurant industry says both consumers and restaurants have a responsibility for healthful eating.
At the end of the day, this is all about personal responsibility that we all have to take for our own diet and our own health. And I think restaurants do a good job and I think have an obligation to provide choices to people. And we've been doing that in greater and greater numbers.
The report noted work needed to calculate calorie content of one item can cost $100. An entire menu could cost up to $46,000. Crystal Park, VOA News.